Urban wetlands are just about everywhere. We sometimes just need to take a moment to notice them. They are the streams and creeks running through our neighborhoods and parks. They are the marshy areas where the bay meets the land. We can find them many times right in our own backyard. And today, we're going to talk about a wetland restoration project located right across from Monster Park, where the San Francisco 49ers play football. This is Your Wetlands.
If you go out to the park right now in this area that is not easily accessible, it's pretty bad. I mean, there's a lot of rubble, a lot of historic dumping took place there. And yet, even now, there's a lot of wildlife out there, a lot of waterfowl and all kinds of critters, snakes and, gosh, coyotes have even been seen out there. It's really kind of wonderful how nature can heal itself.
Barbara Hill is vice president of the California State Parks Foundation. The foundation is currently involved in a project to restore 34 acres on Candlestick Point in San Francisco County.
Talk about the triple bottom line. You've got a benefit to wildlife. You've got a benefit to the community where this state park resides. And then you're cultivating an audience for the future that might be supportive of state parks. Also, people don't think of a state park right there where people live and also are driving along 101 there.
Many of us here in California are seriously trying to address the issue of making parklands available to a greater segment of our population, and also recognizing that for urban areas, say in San Francisco or Southern California, it is difficult for people to get out to some of the more traditional state parks. And so what you have is an opportunity to provide a gateway experience to someone who may go to Anza Borrega State Park or one of the Redwood State Parks, but perhaps will never get the opportunity, and yet will still benefit from the richness of experience that you get when you visit a state park. It's not like a city park. You have rangers. You have interpretive staff. It's a very different experience, and that's why this project here in San Francisco County is so exciting.
We've heard a lot about parks in an urban setting, and most of the time people are thinking about soccer field, basketball court, parks that give kids things to do in the urban setting, and that's wonderful. But a park that has an element of wildness to it, an element of naturalness to it, and supported by people, you mentioned rangers and interpreters, how cool is that? I mean, that's wonderful.
It's a very cool thing. One of the projects that we have launched out of Candlestick, I think, that really is a good example of how kids in the community get involved, is something we call Bay Youth for the Environment. We have 7 young people out there at the park who are propagating the native plants for the restoration. And they've created their native plant nursery out there. They're paid for the work they do. And in addition to propagating the native plants, they also host volunteer days. And they've learned to be advocates for their community in terms of environmental cleanup and justice. So they often attend public meetings. That kind of experience probably wouldn't take place in a city park. That's not to say that soccer fields and basketball courts aren't a great thing, but the state park experience is a little bit different. By virtue of the way state parks are, they get those kinds of opportunities.
And so far, $12 million has been raised to create the new Candlestick Point State Recreation Area. Phase 1 of the restoration of the Yosemite Slough is slated to begin in January of 2008. You've been listening to an interview with Barbara Hill, Vice President of the California State Parks Foundation. The Your Wetlands podcast is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. And we also invite you to email us with your comments and thoughts. Our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kay.